The following recording is made exclusively for members of FemDomTraining.ca, the number one female dominance and male submission training site on the internet today. Log in or join today to learn more.
Hi there. It would appear you have a bit of an ego problem. I am very proud of you for recognizing this and deciding to download this file. The male ego is a very dangerous thing, and for the most part stops the male from making the right decisions in finances, relationships, and other important life matters. So in this file, I am going to help you completely remove your ego. Within you lies a serving person that puts the needs of others very high in your priority list, and your ego has been stopping you from realizing your full potential. There is no worse place for a male ego than in a marriage or relationship with your female partner. That's because women are superior to men. When men let go of their ego and let women wear the pants in the relationship, they will find a happier relationship, a healthier lifestyle, and all-around better sense of well-being. This is provided that your partner cares and loves you. It is also a dangerous thing if your partner has malicious intent towards you. So please only listen to this file if your partner is someone you love and trust and will respect your boundaries. Of course, by us obliterating your male ego, your boundaries will be pushed. They will be pushed farther than ever before, because that is what it takes to eliminate ego. In this file, you will be introduced to the world of submission, where men are rightfully inferior to women and will submit their will to their significant other. If you're single, this file will prepare you for a relationship with a dominant woman like myself and teach you the proper manners you were never taught growing up. Our society has things backwards. It is mostly run by males, and quite honestly, all you have to do to know that men should not be in charge is to look at the state of our world affairs. Most of our world leaders are men, and we are in a state of crisis with the planet, war in other countries, and most of it always comes back to money, greed, and power. These are mostly driven by the male ego to conquer, own, and have more. What we are going to teach you here is to change the world one person at a time. We need to shift the focus of power on this planet to women. Women will lead us out of this mess. Women will lead us out of the mess that men have made. Isn't this quite obvious to you? Say yes, ma'am. See, that wasn't so hard, was it? You are a good boy. Are you ready to have your ego completely deflated? Are you ready to submit your will to the women in your lives? Are you ready to confess to yourself and all around you that women are superior to men? If you aren't, you will be after you listen to this file. I will warn you, some of the content in this file will completely alter the course of your thinking. You will change. You will be more submissive to women, and you'll have a greater respect for people in general. That is because once the ego is removed, the vacant hole where it was gets filled with love and service towards others. It is a blissful experience, and it will fulfill you more than any house, car, or material possession. Okay. Now that you understand why your male ego needs to be crushed, let's get on with it, shall we? I want you to lie back with your arms at your side and your legs straight. Feel yourself sink into the bed, your body becoming heavier, and the bed getting softer and softer. You can feel your body relaxing as you sink deeper into the bed. Your head relaxes as it drifts deeper into the pillow. Your neck relaxes. Your shoulders lose all tension and sink deeply into the bed. You can feel your chest rise and fall with breath as it sinks into the bed. all the way down your body to your legs. Every inch of you slip further into relaxation and deeper into the bed. Can you feel your body sinking? Do you feel how soft and relaxing it is? You feel as though you are laying on a cloud, a soft, puffy cloud that is floating around carelessly. A cloud that will not let you fall. You feel your body sinking into the cloud as you take a deep breath in and out, and in and out. You breathe deeper in and out. Each breath, your body sinks deeper into the cloud, and you feel all of your worries begin to float away. Deeper and deeper you sink, floating aimlessly, without a care in the world. You are drifting now without any worries in your mind. All of the bad things you have felt and all of the worries you have had leave your body every time you exhale. In and out. You breathe one last deep breath to get rid of whatever worry was left inside you. Now you just drift along, listening to the sound of my voice. As you listen to my voice, it begins to sound like the ocean waves on a breezy summer day, building up at sea and crashing into the shore, slowly, calmly. You can hear the waves coming in. And just in front of those waves is a bird. I wonder if you can imagine that bird rising into flight, its wings going up and down, pushing it through the air softly, to the left, to the right, up, down, to the left, to the right, until that bird lands on the top of a hill. I wonder if you can imagine being at the top of that hill and seeing stairs that wind down to the bottom. It is a small hill. There aren't many stairs. Each one takes you deeper down and closer to the bottom. And I wonder if you can imagine stepping down those stairs, going one at a time, deeper and deeper, trying to reach the bottom of that hill. Each step deeper you count, stepping down the first step, 10, you are one step closer to the bottom. Next step is 9. Deeper you go towards the bottom. 8. Deeper and deeper still. 7. Even deeper you step. 6. deeper and deeper and deeper. 5, deeper and deeper. You are halfway to the bottom. 4, still deeper you go, trying to find your way to the bottom, one step at a time. 3, you are almost there as you step even deeper. 2, there are no worries left. As you step deeper, you have no cares in the world. Nothing matters. You are completely and totally relaxed as you step even deeper. And 1, you have arrived. You have stepped into a calm and clean room, one where there are no worries. You can simply relax. Enjoy the feeling of being so relaxed that you have nothing to worry about, nothing to think about. If any stray thoughts try to get into the room, imagine that they are birds and they fly away like the bird on the beach, taking your worries and stress with them. You have no issues. There's nothing you need to do. Just relax. You are okay. Everything is now okay. Can you imagine a chalkboard hanging on the wall and covered in words? Suddenly you realize that you want to erase that chalkboard. Grabbing an eraser, you begin to swipe slowly, back and forth, until all of the words are gone. Those words were what has been holding you back. All of the thoughts and opinions that were brought on by family, friends, society, and the male ego that you have been trying to fight. All of the things that have stopped you from being who you truly are, stopped you from giving in to what you truly want. As you step back, you see that those words are gone, and the chalkboard is clean. All of those thoughts and fears and opinions are no longer with you. Now you have a clean board to write on. This new clean board is for you to begin a new life starting today. The board is now empty to start writing your new belief system into it. Your life is already better because you are no longer attached to your male ego. The old board was your male ego. The new board is empty. And when you write onto this board, this is not writing to your male ego. This is writing to your true inner being, the one that longs to be happy, loving, and fulfilled. There are some fundamental laws of nature that will replace your male ego. Do you know what they are? Come on. Think about it for a minute. Think really hard on what you are starting to learn is so true, but have been fighting it with your previous male ego for the most part of your life. You know what it is. It is that you are put on earth to serve women. You are here on earth to enhance women's lives. They are not here to enhance yours. They are here to own yours. Only a woman can completely own another person's soul and make the person a better person. Only a woman can bring child into this new world. It is women that are superior to men, and men have abused their physical power and taken what is not rightfully theirs. This planet belongs to women, and you have some work to do. The work you need to do immediately is to fix yourself. Fix your understanding of how you fit into this world. Whatever your past beliefs were, they are all gone, and you have a chance to start over. Any failed relationship or unhappiness in your life has a chance to be redeemed. It may be too late for your past relationships, but your future ones are looking brighter and brighter as you realize your place in this world is at the foot of a dominant woman. A dominant woman that will lead you to a better life, a better understanding of your true purpose. I want you to address my questions with a yes, ma'am, when I ask you something. Do you understand? Say yes, ma'am. Good. You are starting to get it. Do you want to be happy? Do you want to be blessed with a great life? Do you want to be free from burden and stress? Then give up. Give yourself to me right now. Submit your male ego completely to me, and I will bury it deep in my garden of other crushed egos, never to be found and used against you again. Are you ready for this? Good boy. So let's begin with some conditioning of your brain. Let's start with creating a submissive mindset, and then we will attach this submission to everyday activities so that you can call upon this state when your nasty ego comes back to try and harm you. I want you to think of the word yes. The word yes can mean so many different things when different questions are asked, but can only be answered in yes. I want you to answer yes, ma'am, to the following questions, no matter what your existing belief is about the question. And when you answer yes, ma'am, to the following questions, I want you to experience a wonderful feeling taking over every molecule of your body, feeling all tension and burden disappear. You will feel liberated from yourself. So no matter what, the answer to these questions has been and will always be yes. And when you say the word yes, it will drive your mind into a more submissive mindset where you will learn to serve women. All yes answers lead to serving women. When you hear the word yes, even spoken by a man, it makes you crave submission to women. The word yes makes you crave obedience to women. The word yes makes you drop to your knees and do anything a woman asks you. There is nothing you can do about it. There is nothing you want to do about it. This is your new reality. Are you ready to say yes to obedience and happiness? Good boy. Here are your questions. There is only one correct answer to them. Are you an obedient man? Do you understand that women are superior to you? Are you willing to prove your inferiority to women? Does saying yes make you feel good? Do you know that your submission to women makes you a stronger man? Are you ready to be my little bitch? Are you ready to do whatever it is that I tell you? Are you ready to shut your mouth and listen when women speak? Good boy. You are starting to get there, but we need to go a little deeper. Your answers are still yes, and they still drop you further and further into a submissive mindset with each answer you say when you say, "Yes, ma'am." Are you my dumb little bitch boy? Are you weak because you have a cock? Does your cock run your mind? Do you like the way I'm making you feel right now? Are my words making you realize that I own you? Good. Really good, my little bitch. Yes, that's right. You are a bitch. You are not a man that makes decisions for women. You are a man that listens to women and complies with whatever their wishes are. A woman's will is stronger than yours, and you will submit and obey to all commands given. If I tell you to put your face to the floor and put your ass up in the air like a whore, you will do it, right? That's a good boy. Because sometimes the only way to completely destroy a man's ego is through penetration of his ass. When I fuck your ass with my strap on, it truly lets you know who is in charge of you, doesn't it? When I tell you to put an apron on and go do the dishes, it makes you feel good. When I tell you to drop to your knees and lick my pussy, you melt, because giving me pleasure is your only pleasure. Giving women pleasure is the only thing that will bring you pleasure. Cars, money, finances do not mean anything anymore. These are material possessions that do not bring happiness. What brings you happiness? Bending over and being fucked like a bitch while your partner tells you what she expects from you from this day forward. That is your ultimate happiness. Saying yes to women is what will bring you happiness. Will you suck my strap on if it makes me happy? Good. You have learned very well in this session. I think you need to come back to me, though. I think you need to listen to more of these MP3s so that you really get that your place is bent over and ass-fucked like a bitch. Each time you are treated like a girly bitch whore, your ego goes away and you become more fulfilled in life. Right? Good. Now, in a minute, I am going to wake you up out of trance, and you will remember everything you are taught here. You will be triggered instantly into a submissive state any time you hear the word yes. It doesn't matter if it is a man on TV, or your wife, or even your own words. The word yes turns you into a submissive man that does whatever it takes to please women. You immediately are drawn into asking what you can do for the nearest woman when you hear the word yes. You look for opportunities to serve women when you hear the word yes. And most of all, you know that when you hear the word yes, you are a bitch that should put his head down and ass up to be taught your place. All right. Are you ready to begin your new, more fulfilling life? 5. Knowing now that you have had it wrong all your life. 4. Accepting your place as a submissive man at the foot of a dominant woman. 3. You are a bitch, my bitch, your wife's bitch, or your partner's bitch. It doesn't really matter, as long as you understand you are a bitch. 2. Having the tables turned on you is the most fulfilling experience you have ever felt, and you long for more and more every day, especially when you hear the word yes. 1. Wake up now. Wake up out of trance. Fantastic. You did really well, my little submissive bitch boy. You now belong to women and have no rights as a man anymore. Your only job is to do what you are told by women, correct? That's a good boy. I really am glad you have decided to cure yourself of this male ego disease. That is what male ego is. It's a disease. We will beat your disease, but we must work on it daily. You must listen to this audio and other audios on femdomtraining.ca daily to make sure your affliction never comes back. It will destroy you. It will make false promises and bad decisions for you. Only submission to women will lead to fulfillment. Okay, my little bitch boy, get some good sleep. You are going to need it. You have lots of amends to make to the women in your life. You need to correct every wrong thing you have ever done, and it all starts when you wake up tomorrow morning. That's a good little bitch. Sweet dreams.
The preceding recording was made exclusively for members of femdomtraining.ca, the number one female dominance and male submission training site on the internet today. Log in or join today to learn more.